Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Certainly, playoff time coming around and excitement building up down here. Just when it comes to the playoffs, how different is it? Like, how different of an animal is the playoffs over the past, especially few years? Is people coming down here and getting ready for a hopeful Super Bowl run for the Bills?
I think it's pretty much the same for regulars, the excitement. With the regular customers that come in, the tailgaters have been around for a while, I think they're pretty much used to the football atmosphere and stuff. For newbies, people that have only gone maybe to one or two games, the atmosphere is special for them because it's a new experience. And plus, also, I mean, there's only so many games left, and we're getting to that countdown. So I think there's a little bit more atmosphere and maybe anxiety to the average tailgater and stuff. I don't think we're going to have a problem this game. The Baltimore game might be a little problem, but then again, you know, we are playing this game on the 12th, and I think the 12th man really has got to step up. The weather's not going to be really all that bad. Should be able to yell and scream without getting a sore throat, hopefully.
How do you feel that this year's playoffs might differ from the few years that fans have been able to come here? Anything that you feel might be different around this time?
No, I think, well, one, we got all, as you can tell, we don't have any snow here compared to the other years. I mean, we have another day or two before the game. We'll see what happens, but we don't have the monster feet of snow. We might get an inch or two. The stadium should be cleaned up very well. I don't think that's going to be a factor at all. And I think overall, people are going to come in early, enjoy their day, because it's not going to be in the teens. We're looking at the high 20s, 30s. And I think that makes a big difference, the 10 degrees.
How does the extra game or two this year, maybe even three, depending on how things go with the Chiefs, affect business at Hammer's Lot here for you and, you know, just having extra people come on down here for the games?
Well, it's always nice to have a little extra money in your pocket. It's basically just another game for me, looking at it as a business aspect. And it's always nice. It helps out, obviously. Can maybe put some stone in the parking lot, a little investment. It's not always just going into the pocket. You got to upkeep. There's always wear and tear with everything. Garbage cans break, you know, and stuff like that. So it's a nice little bonus.
And I know that, you know, businesses around the stadium here are maybe seeing a little bit of an uptick here and there just because of people that want to come see the new stadium. I mean, what have you noticed in terms of the activity around here outside of just the construction and everything like that with people being in and around here just taking a look at the stadium? You live right across the street,
yeah.
So it's nice to look out your window.
Well, we see a lot of cars coming down the street very slowly, which is kind of dangerous. And they're looking, some are stopping out on the road. Thank God it's a two-lane highway on Abbott Road. But it's still, they should pull off to the side. There's plenty of side streets or One Bills Drive. They want to look at the stadium, just get off the main drag. The Bills store, of course, it's amazing. People still need Bills stuff. There's always cars in that lot. Always. I mean, I don't know how much Bills stuff you need, but I don't really notice. I mean, I'm not in the bar business. I'm sure those people are happy, the restaurants around the area, and probably even Wegmans and stuff, you know, where people get their food and groceries and stuff, drinks. I'm sure they're seeing an uptick.
All right, so give us the details. What time's the lot open, and what do people need to know before coming down?
Well, one, the lot officially opens at 7 o'clock, weather permitting. If we've got a plow, I'm going to salt like I always do to make sure everything's safe and secure. Bring warm clothing. Make sure you got a full gas tank. You never know if you're going to get stuck in traffic or something happens. I always have a snack also for after the game, even Pop-Tarts, you know, water. Stuff like that. Have a good time, dress for the weather, and go Bills.